yesterday morning, Alan went to do a sale at Christ Church, and I had the house to myself, which is a real luxury. I just love to be able to pray out loud. It's not that I want to get rid of Alan. It's just that I'm one of these people who likes to pray out loud. And he'd only just gone out the door, and I went and sat down in the lounge, and I just began to weep and weep and weep. And I was praying for David, but I wasn't just... it wasn't sadness. It was intercession. It was the Holy Spirit, and I know the difference. And I knew I was interceding, and I started praying for David, but also I was praying for the body here. And while I was just praying and weeping, and I knew to let it go, you know, when it's like that, it's a prayer. And I don't know how many of you realise that sometimes weeping is a prayer. Sometimes it's just human emotion. But other times it's the Spirit of God, and you've got to let it go because it's doing something in the spiritual realm, because God's doing something here. He's not just doing something with David, he's doing something. Somebody said that in the prayer meeting this morning. God is doing something very powerful in this place. And as I was praying, the Lord just said to me, I'm opening up a well here. And I saw it was coming up out of David, and it's a well. And I feel like the well is something new that God, because of what God's been saying to me, this well is something new that he wants to do through David, but also through the body here, because we're a body and we're joined even now to David. He's part of this body and this life. And I was just praying as we're worshipping that the life would just be flowing, that he'd feel it in the spirit, and the life would just be flowing to him, because we're joined. We're not just separated. It's not church. This is the body of Christ, and there's life flowing here. And that's so beautiful. And I think sometimes we lose sight of the life that's flowing, the life in the spirit, and we get caught up at the emotional level. But I believe that God wants us to see, I'm doing something in the spirit here, and it's something unique, and it's very precious. Right, okay. And then this morning, again, I had UCB on, listening, just sitting in the Lord's presence, and I began to weep again. But this time, I knew it was me that was weeping, and the Lord was speaking to me, and because God was doing something in me, and he's not just doing something in me, he's doing something in all of you. He's doing something in this body. And really, I believe we need to say to the Holy Spirit, when we start to cry, if we're getting emotional about it, what do you want to say to me, Holy Spirit? What do you want to say to me, Lord? What do you want to do at this time? Because nothing's wasted in God. So it's just so lovely just to be in the Lord's presence. I think sometimes we lose the preciousness of that presence. Right, that's not what I was speaking about this morning. That's just what the Lord said to me yesterday and today. But it just so fits in, I believe, with what God wants to say and what he's doing. In the year 2009, going back a bit, Howard Morgan came here and he gave a prophetic word. And I just feel that God wants us to look at this word again. And he spoke about us creating an environment here where the Holy Spirit is free to come and do what he wants. Yeah? And the Lord said, can I entrust you with a new anointing of the Holy Spirit, and will you steward it properly? Will you be the people who will steward the anointing that will literally shake the city, the nation, and the world? Well, that's powerful. I don't know about you, I want to see this city shaken, and the nation. I want to see this nation shaken by the Spirit of God and the world. And God said, there's a river of life that God wants to open up in this place if you will steward it. We have not seen that river yet. God says he wants... I don't believe God's gone back on his word here. He still wants to this river of life to open up and to flow. And the next thing is a question that God would ask every single one of us And I've already given my answer to the Lord. And I want you to think about it this morning. Are you willing to go to the next level? Because obviously we're all at different places in God. Some people are new Christians. Some people haven't been Christians a long time. Some of us have been Christians for over 50 years. But God will say, do you want to go to the next level? Will you go to the next level? Yes, amen, yes. But, it's costly. It is costly to go to the next level. But I want to go there. I want this river of life releasing in this place. So I began to think, how can we here create an environment where the Holy Spirit is free to do whatever he wants? How do we do that? Well, I just want to look at a scripture in 2 Corinthians 6. And this is Paul speaking. Verses 11 to 13. Now, he's speaking to the Corinthians and he said, we have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. And then he says this, as a fair exchange, I speak as to my children, open wide your hearts. And I believe this is the word that God wants for us. I believe this is a prophetic word. I don't believe this is a teaching I'm giving you this morning. I believe this is something God wants to say to us as a body. Open wide your hearts. Well, you might say, well, my heart is open wide. But I tell you what, I've been so challenged. I've had this word for a while, and I've been so challenged by it. And sometimes the Lord said to me, your heart's not open wide there at all. You know, we have people we all feel comfortable with, we feel at home with, we feel we can talk to, we can fellowship with. But I believe God wants to bring us in this place to a new level of relationship that we have not experienced before. I remember years ago, Vic Dunning, I know I've quoted this before, he said, you're not fellowshipping one another with one another outside the meeting, and it's beginning to show in your meetings. And it's so true. It does really matter how we're fellowshipping together. I've just longed for heart to heart, spirit to spirit. But how do we get to that place where our heart is open wide? Well, I would suggest to you that it only comes out of having an open heart to our Heavenly Father. And this has been a real battle for me because, you know, we all have like a shell around us, a wall around us. I was always hiding behind my walls and I didn't want to come out because I'd been hurt and I didn't want anybody to hurt me again. So, and I think many people are in this place and you don't want to come out. You might come out occasionally, then you run back in again. I'll just read you something. Page 10, I think it says. This is a guy called Daniel Lancaster. Never heard of him before, but I've just been reading this. He was saying about how we build walls to keep others out. Occasionally, we'll let somebody in, but doing so, we're so terrified, we find a reason to kick them out again. The result is we have small hearts. In fact, as time passed, our hearts grew smaller and smaller. And he said the praise is an important weapon in the war room of prayer because it makes our hearts bigger. We understand who God is and what he can do. And, you know, we do have walls, and very often we have a wall that even God can't get past. And I did for years. I had a wall and even God couldn't penetrate it. I was frightened of intimacy with the Father. But God's done such a work in my heart. I want to encourage you to let the Lord into your heart. And because it's out of the relationship with Father that you and I can relate to one another. We can't relate to one another if we haven't got a relationship with Father. It's impossible because our hearts are cold. Our hearts are bound. There's so many things that have happened in our lives that were so clogged up and closed off. And we don't realise till the Holy Spirit shows us. And the Holy Spirit had to show me how closed up I was and how much I needed him. And I'm so glad that God led me into prayer ministry because that's where I've learned to open up my heart to God, as I've spent time in prayer with Father and I've got to know him. You can't spend a lot of time in prayer and not sort your life out. You just can't, because God will challenge you when you're in that place. So the first place to go is to Father. And you might have had a good father, you might have had a bad father, or no father in my case. And I found it so hard to relate to a father. But once I got to, I had a revelation of the fatherhood of God, and that transformed my life. And I just love Father. I love to say Father. I love nothing better than to go into the Lord's presence and say Father. So you might think, well, why do I need to open my heart? But, you know, I believe if we want to let the Holy Spirit move here, we need to let the Lord in to break down the strongholds that are in us. And we need to let the Holy Spirit show us. If you're not involved in prayer, get into prayer. Go into a prayer meeting. Pray with other people. Open your heart to God. Say, Lord, I want you, Lord. Yonggi Cho said, we have not prayed till all our barriers are down. And I don't know how many people have read this book. It's Watchman Nee. It's very tatty, this. Release of the Spirit, where he talks about the breaking of the outer man so that the inner can come out. You know, the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit, and he's blocked by us. I said to the Lord, I don't want you to be blocked. Holy Spirit, I don't want you to be blocked today because of me, because I get in the way. And I do get in the way. We all get in the way of the Holy Spirit. But it's like a hard shell around us. And God comes in as we're in this walk, like Tino was saying about this pilgrimage we're on. As we're walking, we're getting healed. We're being made whole. And God is breaking the flesh life, the soul life, so that his spirit, which lives in our spirit, can come out and he can have his way. And we can meet each other heart to heart, spirit to spirit. There's a level of relationship that we need to come to so God can be free to move here. So I'm just sharing out of my heart this morning. So I believe as we do this, we will create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to come. Can I just read Proverbs 4 to you? Proverbs 4. You know, the heart is so important, isn't it? Starting at verse 20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart. Now, there's two different ways to guard your heart. You can guard your heart against letting anybody in, or we need to guard our hearts for the wrong things coming in. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Pay attention to what I say. Boy, do we need this word in our hearts, don't we? We need the word. We need fellowship with Father. We need relationship with him. And that's where the life is going to flow out of this. Not to let them out of our sight. Life to our whole flesh. I want to read 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12. It says, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. I mean, our love needs to increase, doesn't it? It can increase, you know, but we need to open wide our hearts. You know, when we had the AGM recently, I just want to say how blessed I was with Rob and Tino, the way they opened their hearts to us, and they were just so real and so vulnerable and so honest. And I can't tell you that what that's done for me. And I feel that's part of what God wants to do here with us, that we have these open hearts and we're vulnerable and we're not hiding and we're being real. We've been told so many times about taking masks off, haven't we, you know? Now, the second question, how do we steward the anointing? There's a lady called Alice Cresswell. If you ever get a chance to read a book of hers, It's about moving in the supernatural. I can't remember the exact title. But she said, how do we steward the anointing? How to carry the glory? Do we want to carry the glory of God? And she talks about learning to work with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Lord's been speaking to me about the Holy Spirit. And, you know, this fellowship was founded with a move of the Holy Spirit. And I've been in it almost since the very beginning. And we've been a Holy Spirit fellowship. We've had the gifts of the Spirit here. But I believe what the Lord is saying, that he wants to bring us to a deeper level of the Holy Spirit than we've ever known before. But I believe it will come out of having this atmosphere of the Holy Spirit where he can come and do what he wants to do. But it's working with him. It's being... Yeah, I was just saying about the early days of the fellowship. It was just so amazing, just so exciting to come to the meetings and to hear God speaking. But I don't believe it's just about the gifts of the Spirit that God's talking. I believe he's talking about a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit than we've got at the moment. And it's acknowledging him as a person. He's a person. And we need to talk to him. You know, we can't do this. We can't run church. Well, we can. We can do church on our own without God. But there's no life, is there? You know, God is wanting to do something so mighty here that we need to acknowledge the Holy Spirit in a different way. We need to start talking to him and asking him questions. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to speak to? He wants us to speak out. You know, he said, I'm speaking all the time. Didn't he say that? Yes. Therefore, he wants to speak to the people out there. They need to hear his voice. The people in this nation need to hear his voice. Your family needs to hear his voice. And we need to be the ones who are speaking. You know, I've been challenged over this because I was in the hairdressers the other day. And the young girl who was in there, she's just a trainee, she was, oh, me back, you know. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go again, you know. And it's like the Holy Spirit's there. And I thought, I can't do it. I'm going to have to offer to pray for her. So I said, can I pray for you? And she looked at me a bit. She said, oh, my mum says that. She said, can I pray for you? I thought, I wonder if her mum's a Christian. So anyway, after I said to her, I will pray for you if you want, you know. She said, oh, what do you do? She didn't have a clue. So I just put my hand on her back and I was just praying for her. And then she said, she's had a really difficult life and she's prayed lots of prayers and none of them have been answered. And I thought, oh, gosh. I just felt so sad. And I just talked to her about the Lord and how real he is and how Jesus is a real person. And people tend to think, oh, he died. But I said, he rose again. He's here. And I know him. And the other girl in the shop was saying, well, I believe in prayer. She said, I believe in the power of prayer. And, you know, that was just lovely. And I know I shared it with Nisa, and she had a lovely word about this lady, which I'm going to tell her next time I go in, you know. But it was like God saying, come on. You know, thinking about come on, I just want to read a prophecy to you that last week was given by Sue Thomas. The Lord was speaking here last week, and this is what I asked her for, it because I was downstairs, so I didn't hear it. She said she saw a picture of a great big, powerful wings, but they were folded and not being used. Then the Lord said, did I not promise to send my Holy Spirit? Have I not baptized you with my Holy Spirit? Have I not filled you with my Spirit? Why are you then earthbound when you're meant to fly? To take flight, but you can't because your wings are weak. Because you do not exercise your spirit. And then the Lord was saying, come on, come on, come on. But you know how I believe he said it? Come on, come on, come on. Right, because the Lord said that to me once. I was at a meeting and I went out for prayer. And this lady who didn't know me from Adam came up. And I'd sat down in the spirit, put my sword down. And I don't want to fight anymore. And she came up to me and she prophesied over me. And you know what she was saying? Come on! Come on, get up! And she came to me afterwards and apologised. And I said, don't apologise. I needed that. I needed to be told to get up. And this is the Lord. This is not me. This is God saying this. Come on, Kingsway. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. Exercise the wings of your spirit. How do we do that? Well, start praying. Get into the prayer meeting. Start reading the word. Start building your spirit up. You know, in Jude it says, build up yourselves in your most holy faith. You know, God, yes, we do want to see the gifts of the Spirit here, but I want to see more than that. I want to speak to people. I want to say, the Lord's told me this about you. The Lord, because people need to hear this. And you know, we need to acknowledge him every day in our lives. I mean, some days I've got to the end of the day and I've said, oh, I'm awful sorry, Holy Spirit, I haven't spoken to you for hours. I mean, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us, to counsel us. And we're not listening. Do we notice when he's in the meeting? He wants us to pay attention. Oh, I just really believe this. I think it's so powerful. And the Lord was saying, rise up and fly and ride the thermals of my spirit and get my perspective. Haven't we heard a lot about getting God's perspective? Liz spoke about God's perspective on eternity, that we're an eternal people and where we're going, where we're heading. So we need to start exercising our spirit. We can just be sitting and watching what's going on. And there's places, God's wanting you and me to fly. I don't want to be earthbound anymore. I don't know about you, but I'm fed up pecking around on the ground. I want to fly with God. And he wants to fly. He wants to release a river in this place. Do you want that river? Because I certainly do. So come on. I love that. So it's really acknowledging the Holy Spirit. It's talking to him and it's yielding to him. How many people have read Rhys Howell's Intercessor? Not a lot. It's a very, very deep book. And it's about a man who was walking with the Holy Spirit. And he was really, really challenged about the Holy Spirit. And he yielded 100%, wow, to the Holy Spirit. That used to terrify the life out of me. Because I think, oh, I don't mind, you can take that, Lord, but don't take that. But he was so yielded to the Holy Spirit that during the war, he prayed and he interceded for this nation. And he saw answers to prayer. Even before it came on the news, they'd won the battles in the Spirit. That's what we can do in the Spirit. As we pray, as we move with the Holy Spirit, and as we let him take us, we can do mighty things. And if this man and the group of people who were praying with them, and probably weren't that many, and they prayed for this nation all the way through the war, and I can't even begin to imagine the spiritual battle they must have had, you know, to win the battles in the spirit as Hitler and his armies were raging across Europe. And yet they got the victory again and again and again. Why? Because they were yielded to the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to yield? It means, come and have your way, Lord. Come and have your way through me. Don't be looking at other people. It's me. It's me, O Lord. I need you, Holy Spirit. It says the end of self-reliance. And the other thing is the discipline of the Holy Spirit. So all the things we're going through, even at the moment, all the things that are going on in our lives, we need to let the Holy Spirit do the work in us that he wants to do, to break all those things that need breaking so that he can be free to come and move through you and me and move in this place. It depends on you and me, each one of us, being surrendered. Years ago, they used to talk about full surrender, and that was such a scary thought. Think, what will God ask me to do? But, I mean, God asked me to come up here and share today, and I thought, I'd rather sit in, I would rather sit there and listen rather than come up here and share. But I've had to come out and share because this is a burden on my heart that God wants to say to us. And it's not just saying it through me. He said it week after week after week. God is speaking to us. So I want to ask you, will you do what he's telling you to do? Will you be obedient to the Holy Spirit? Will you open yourself up to having a deeper relationship with him? It's going to be costly because it means spending more time with the Lord. It means being open to the Holy Spirit. Start talking to him. Start asking him questions. I mean, even if you're weeping at the moment, say, Lord, what are you doing in me? I knew this morning when I was weeping, the Lord was doing something in me because he was challenging me on some issues. This life that's coming up, this well that God's opening up, because it's about us having relationships with one another so that he can come and do what he wants, but we can easily get in his way. And really beginning to seek God for words for the lost, you know. So I meant to ask us to stand up and pray before when I first shared this morning about the Holy Spirit, about this well, and I want to pray. So can we all just stand up? I'm sure I haven't said everything I wanted to say, but amen. So you need to answer the question yourself. I can't answer the question for you. Do you want to go to a deeper level with God? You answer that question for yourself, between you and God. And don't be afraid. And if you feel like it's a bit of a struggle, well, just get someone to stand with you in prayer. Will you do what he tells you to do, even if it's embarrassing and difficult, like it was for me the other day? Will you be obedient to him? And will we let him come? So let's just pray. And you be talking to the Lord yourself while I'm praying. And you give him your answers about what you want, what you're willing to do. Hallelujah. Father, we just really want to thank you so much that you're moving in this place, that you're moving by your Spirit. And Lord, we just want to thank you for the well of living water that you're opening up in this place. Lord, we thank you for this new season that there is, Lord God, and we don't want to miss it. Lord, oh God, Father, just pray for every heart here. Pray for every one of us, Lord, that we'll be so open to the Holy Spirit as a level we've never been open before, that we will allow you to come. We say, Holy Spirit, just come and have your way. Lord, we thank you for the past. Lord, we thank you for all the wonderful things you did and the freedom we had. But Lord, that's the past. Lord, we want now what you want for us in this new season. Lord God, you said that you want to pour out a river of living water. And we say, come Holy Spirit. Oh, come Father. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to be obedient and to work with you, Holy Spirit, and to allow you to have your way in this place. We just come. Just come and have your way in every life. Lord, we just surrender to you. Your kingdom come, your will be done in this season. We don't want to miss now what you're doing at this moment. Oh, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for this gift that you've given us. Lord, we just bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I think I just want to read another scripture from Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, the holy city. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Now this, shake off your dust. Rise up, sit enthroned, O Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. But I love this. Rise up and sit enthroned. That's where the Lord's put us, isn't it?